Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
I'm Robin Young. It's Here and Now. The new president of Mexico, Enrique Peña Nieto, will be inaugurated tomorrow, and he will lead a country consumed by violence. More than 40,000 people have been killed since the current president, Felipe Calderón, declared war on the drug cartels 6 years ago. But as the BBC's Will Grant reports, the new president is promising to reduce that violence.
All week, amid tight security, several major thoroughfares in Mexico City have been closed off for the presidential inauguration, and tempers are beginning to fray. It's a taster, perhaps, of the kind of reception that Enrique Peña Nieto can expect from his opponents when he's sworn in as Mexico's new president on Saturday. Meanwhile, President-elect Peña Nieto was making acquaintances north of the border. In the Oval Office, he outlined to President Obama his intentions once his feet are under the desk.
In terms of security, we have a great challenge ahead of us. My government has a great commitment to the Mexican people to reduce the violence. So I will be proposing a new security strategy which will allow us to achieve that aim.
Young and telegenic, Mr. Peña Nieto's only previous experience of politics was as governor of his home state, the state of Mexico. There, opinions on the man are divided. In the picturesque town of Valle del Bravo, for example, he's remembered fondly. Residents credit him with building new roads, sports centres, and this impressive interactive museum to teach school children about climate change. We hope he continues to work as president as he did as governor, says Gabriel Olvera Hernandez, the state congressman for Mr. Peña Nieto's party, the PRI. Opponents say he is little more than good looks and a soap star wife. But PRI congressman Gabriel Olvera rejects that characterization.
I define him as a very straightforward man, and above all, he's a man who knows how to listen.
But across the state, in the rundown neighbourhoods of Ciudad Neza, that is not the image they have of Mr. Peña Nieto. Tucked under motorway overpasses leading into the capital, Neza is a far cry from the pretty cobbled streets of Valle del Bravo. And the problems in the two municipalities are very different too.
I'm standing in front of a patch of land by one of the biggest landfill sites in Mexico City. It's a notorious dumping ground for the bodies of dead women. Dozens have been left here over the past year alone. And under the governorship of Enrique Peña Nieto, more women were killed in Mexico State than in the extremely violent city of Ciudad Juárez.
Irenia Buendia fights back the tears as she shows me the photos and letters of her late daughter Mariana Luna. The official version of events is that in June 2010, Mariana hung herself. But her family say she was murdered, possibly by someone they know.
I don't believe the authorities when they say she committed suicide, because when I arrived at her house, there were signs she'd been beaten and rigor mortis had already set in.
There followed a series of inconsistencies, the family says, between the official cause of death and what they say they saw in her home. Since then, they have faced a long and fruitless legal battle on very limited resources to try to bring a case against the man they accuse of harming their daughter. Every Friday, mariachi musicians gather on the streets of Ciudad Neza hoping to be hired for an impromptu party. As Mr. Peña Nieto takes the presidential sash this weekend, many in his home state will be applauding loudest, heralding a new approach towards violent crime. Others say his 6 years as governor don't bode well for the next six as president.
By the way, after the recent elections here in the States, Mexico's sitting president, Felipe Calderón, expressed anger at the legalization of marijuana for recreational use in Washington State and Colorado. He said it limits the moral authority of the U.S. to ask countries like his to fight or restrict illegal drug trafficking. What do you think? Do you think the U.S. needs to do more to address the marijuana issue here for the benefit of Mexico. We just heard about all the violence there. Let us know your thoughts. HereAndNow.org or on Facebook.com/HereAndNowRadio. Always love to hear from you. Still ahead, an ethics class at Penn State. I'm wondering what they're taking up. Here and Now.